Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a new day, new topic, new podcast. Let's get it. We're talking about, as usual, the United Nation of Islam. Man, it's been so long since I put out any content. Most of y'all know why, and some who may not, I'm gonna briefly just put it to you this way. It is an open investigation on the United Nation of Islam. And so we've been very limited on the information that we can put out. But I've sat down, looked at a bunch of things that we can go over, and thus I'm going to talk to you guys about those things. So let's dive straight into it. The United Nation of Islam. For those of you who might not know, my name's Elijah Muhammad. I've been pretty much putting information out and shedding light on this organization for the past 5 years, I would say. I've been kind of going hard with that. We've done TED Talks, documentary on A&E. We've been following different other stories from different other sources. And man, since the last time we spoke, a lot of things have happened. Number one, the biggest thing, to me at least, is that eight ex-lieutenants of the United Nations of Islam were arrested last year by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. We're going to talk a little bit about that. 2 weeks before that occurred, Royal passed. Damn. Did not expect that. 2 weeks before the arrest of the eight individuals who were ex-lieutenants of the United Nations of Islam, or ex-officials of the United Nations of Islam, were arrested, Royal passed away. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And where are we at today with everything? We're going to touch on that. But before I do, guys, I'm going to ask you, if you do not know and maybe new to this podcast, if you want to get more information and check out what it is that we're talking about for yourself to kind of get caught up on this, you can follow us at Muhammad Motivate on Facebook. Again, that's M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Motivate. M-O-T-I-V-8. M-O-T-I-V-8. Muhammad Motivate on Facebook. Please follow us on TikTok at Elijah Muhammad 80. Again, TikTok is Elijah Muhammad 80. And you can follow us on Instagram at ElijahTM underscore MM8. Again, that's ElijahTM underscore MM8. For those, man, who have been following us, it's been a long time coming, and I'm so happy if you've taken the time to listen to this, man, and just give us your time and your energy to hear out these stories. I promise you, these stories is going to be not only power-packed, but very informative in different ways. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. During the United Nations of Islam's I would say infinite stage of them developing as an organization, the website and the invitations that would be sent out to every new person that was looking to just get more information about the organization, they would put on their invitations these words: "Heaven is in Kansas City, Kansas. Everyone wants to go to heaven. You have an open invitation to come to heaven." To me, heaven was the perfect place to exploit followers. It's a small city. First of all, Heaven, as it is known, is the headquarters of the United Nations of Islam, or was the headquarters of the United Nations of Islam, located in Kansas City, Kansas. And for most people who might not be familiar with the city, Kansas City, Kansas, it's a very, very small city. Very small. I think the population is around 200 and something thousand people. So it's a small city. But it may be less than that, to be honest. But I think it's around 200 and something people. If you get distracted with anything in Kansas, you had to go find it. Like, it's very little things that you can really get into in Kansas. And so the area that the United Nations of Islam had chosen was the perfect area to not only kind of alienate their followers, but also to effectively influence the public area outside of the organization. And so what I wanted to touch on today is just some of the ways that they were able to do this without any type of justice or law enforcement getting involved earlier on. How were they able to do this for so long and get away with it? Well, it's very, very, very simple. The United Nations of Islam was more organized than most people think. The United Nations of Islam had people in key positions to effectively make their agenda happen. For an example, they had people working out of City Hall. People who were responsible, or allegedly, I'm going to put, you know, to protect the content that we're putting out here, people who were allegedly responsible for property that the city was pretty much giving away. And they were able to, since they were a member of the United Nations of Islam, they were able to pretty much give the UNOI first dibs. Okay? And so they had people in the, you know, position to affect the police department. Yes, the police department. They were able to influence the police department to be more so in favor of them versus against them. Now, when I say that, most people would say, damn, that's powerful. I mean, that's something that's could be good, right? Of course. But again, it had the potential to be good. Having somebody in City Hall that can help you to put resources in areas that's otherwise neglected for people of brown color, Latino, and African American communities, of course that could be a good thing. To have a police department that answers to you about matters of concerns with your organization, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. But that great thing, or that thing that has the potential to be great, becomes a horrible thing when it's corrupted. And that's exactly what happened. And so I'm just going to give you guys some examples of these things. But I'm not only going to do that, I'm also going to throw some sources at you for you to go and check out and just to see for yourself. But I digress. Let's go back a little bit. So before the United Nations of Islam actually took off as an organization that pretty much made itself known or became popular, for at least for those who had heard about it. Let's talk about one of the key people who had part in making that happen. And then let's also talk about what happened to that person. If you guys go and follow my TikTok, you'll see that I had actually made a post, and a post titled, "What Happened to Maureen Jenkins?" Maureen Jenkins was one of Royal's daughters. Okay? But not only was Maureen influential in the advancement of the United Nations of Islam, but she also was very much so influential in quite a few people who decided that they were going to leave the United Nations of Islam some time ago. I think this occurred around 2003, 2004. She decided that she was no longer going to be a member of the United Nations of Islam. But let's talk a little bit about her. So Maureen Jenkins was one of Royal's 10 children. And out of the 10 children, when she became of age, she and two other of her siblings had at one point joined their father in his efforts of building the organization that would become the United Nations of Islam. She was so good at her job that he had named her the title MOC, which stood for Mother of Civilization. But pretty much it was a position that was highest below when it came to the hierarchy or the structure of the United Nations of Islam. Her power was the most high. The only person who had more power than her in the organization was Royal himself. And because of her efforts and her help, she ended up literally helping her father build temples, or what would be known to for people who might not be familiar with the United Nations of Islam. Instead of having churches, we had temples. But because of her efforts, she built temples all over the country. And then at one point, she just decided that she was no longer going to do this. She was no longer going to help her father do these things. And she wrote a letter. And so what I'm going to do now for this particular episode, I'm going to go into that letter a little bit, and I'm going to go point by point, and we're just going to dissect it. And then I'm going to, my hopes is that what I'm reading from her letter, for those of you who might not understood what I've been saying all along, this was way before I even started to tell my story. This is from her perspective and from what she believed was corrupt and from what she believed was wrong. And as a result, she mysteriously dies. Okay? Again, I've done a TikTok about this. And if you're not following me, please go follow me on TikTok, Elijah Muhammad 80. But let's go ahead and go into this actual post that she posted. She posted this July the 30th, 2002, way before we started to tell our story. Let's hear from her perspective, her story on what she felt had occurred from the United Nations of Islam. This is Maureen Jenkins Kelly, aka Mother of Civilization, or MOC, titled by Royal. To truth be told, and all others, it is most certainly time for the truth to be told. Why has the question not been asked? Why didn't Mother leave? Royal shared on a mandatory tape made in California that I wanted to be a lost found. I'ma pause right there. So this is a note to everyone who's listening. A lost found is someone who has found the truth by way of Royal. And a lost found is a person who has either not been able to be exposed to the truth, or a person who has found the truth and have chose not to accept it. And as a result, they rather go back with those who are lost to the truth. Okay. And so Royal taught us followers, ex-followers, that a lost found is a person who has not really known the truth. But in her words, she says she chose to be a lost found. Okay, so let's go ahead and read that last part over. Royal shared on a mandatory tape made in California that I wanted to be a lost found. However, it was never shared why. Think over this. Math does not allow one to be lost. I'm Maureen Jenkins / Kelly, no math, and have therefore left the United Nations of Islam because of the practices that were contrary to what was taught to me from the beginning. Everything that I have taught under the title of Mother of Civilization was because of what was taught to me by Royal. However, as things began to change from these teachings, and the reason for the changes was shared with me because Royal is Allah, so don't question him, caused me to just observe. The more I observed, the more I saw that the math of what I was taught is true. However, the practices were not. When you teach someone that 1 + 1 = 2, and then teach them the formula of how it is true, you cannot come later and share with that same person that has learned the formula of 1 + 1 = 3 because I said so and I am Allah. The things that were asked of me to do by Royal pertaining to members and getting with Royal's wives to deceive the members because of the members' love for me, I was to put a front to merge with Royal's wives to abuse the members. I refused to do that. I do not need to receive any power, material wealth, or fame by stepping on anyone. As far as Brother Jerry leaving to be with Mother, I'm gonna pause it right there. Now, Maureen goes to speak about Brother Jerry. Jerry was a lieutenant that was in the United Nations of Islam, who was also a acting bodyguard for Maureen. And eventually that bodyguard position end up turning into an affair. Maureen was married and she ended up having a relationship with this individual named Jerry. Okay, so we're going to dive back into this. As far as Brother Jerry leaving to be with Mother, Brother Jerry left first. As far as Brother Jerry being the father of Mother's youngest child, that was sanctioned by Royal. To show Joseph F. Kelly, aka the King, that he could not leave and turn his butt up to Royal without a consequence. I'm gonna pause it again. I don't want you guys to be confused. When she says Mother, she's speaking of her position in the third person. But when she says, as far as Brother Jerry leaving to be with Mother, she's speaking of herself. And this individual, Joseph F. Kelly, is or was at the time her husband. Joseph F. Kelly and Royal ended up having a disagreement, and Royal, during this disagreement, Joseph Kelly decided he was going to leave the United Nation of Islam, that he was no longer going to be a part of it. And so Maureen is saying that Royal sanctioned for Jerry to basically have this affair with her. Like, it was approved by Royal for them to have this relationship. And it was also approved by Royal for Jerry to father this child with Maureen. So I'm going to read that last part over. As far as Brother Jerry leaving to be with Mother, Brother Jerry left first. As far as Brother Jerry being the father of Mother's youngest child, that was sanctioned by Royal to show Joseph F. Kelly, aka the King, that he could not leave and turn his butt up to Royal without a consequence. Joseph F. Kelly never could accept the fact that he is Elijah Muhammad returned. So I'm going to pause it right there again. Guys, I don't want you to get lost. I don't want you to get bored with this. But I have to do it this way, because if I just continue to read without breaking down what's happening, you guys could get lost. But Royal, for those of you who might not know, Elijah Muhammad was the founder. Elijah Muhammad was the student of the founder of the Nation of Islam. After the founder of the Nation of Islam, we're not talking about the United Nation of Islam, don't get confused. Elijah Muhammad was the founder of the Nation of Islam. When I say the Nation of Islam, that is not the United Nation of Islam. That's the Nation of Islam that is led by Louis Farrakhan. Okay? This is the same nation that Malcolm X came from, that Muhammad Ali came out of, Khalid Muhammad came out of, Louis Farrakhan came out of. Okay? It was founded by the founder around 1930, and the actual leadership was further advanced by who would be known as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, okay? And this is not talking about me. It's talking about Elijah Muhammad, the later, who would later be the leader of the Nation of Islam. And then Louis Farrakhan would later, more so recently, take over and lead up until today, okay? So in the 90s, after the passing of Elijah Muhammad in 1975, Royal declared that he would bring Elijah Muhammad back in flesh. But he would not bring him back in the body of the person known as Elijah Muhammad. He would basically reincarnate Elijah Muhammad in this new individual named Joseph Kelly. Joseph Kelly is the husband at the time that we're speaking of to Maureen Kelly, or Maureen Kelly Jenkins. Okay? And so she's saying that although Royal has declared that this new individual, Joseph Kelly, is the new Elijah Muhammad reincarnated, guess what? Joseph Kelly is having a hard time believing this story himself. So we're going to dive back into this. Joseph F. Kelly could never accept the fact that he is Elijah Muhammad returned. And due to his extreme personalism against Maureen and Royal, he left several times and it was off on assignment. Further, the one thing Royal taught that Allah cannot do, which is lie. A lie was told. So in that happening, this must be the time that he, Royal, taught that a clone of himself would come to deceive and test the members in attempt to dismantle the United Nation of Islam. I'm gonna stop right there. When she says a clone, Royal literally taught that a clone of himself would be produced by Satan and sent to the members of the United Nations of Islam to test them and to deceive them. And she's saying, based off the fact that she's catching her father in a lie, this must be the clone or Royal is a liar. All right, let's dive back into it. When I witnessed this for myself, I had nothing left to hold on to. So I shared with my father, Royal, that I wanted to leave. On several occasions, he, Royal, shared with me, mother of civilization, no. And if I did leave, in parentheses, run away, that I would meet him out there. So I remained for that time being in my moment of going through the mental fear and turmoil. And in that moment, I confided it in a few members. They were of the same thinking as me, that I should leave. One being Lyota Rasul Favors. The pressure continued and the threats of my life increased by Royal Elliot Jenkins. So to escape momentarily the pressures, I consumed some alcohol supplied to me by my son, Daniel Arbery Jenkins. He, Daniel, attempted to offer me some marijuana, saying the alcohol was no good for my organs. I refused to take the marijuana. However, he, Daniel Arbery Jenkins, indulged and indulges heavily in marijuana, along with drinking and frequently various along with drinking and frequently various nightclubs. Royal's wives, Dana Peach and Artania, aka Sister National First Lieutenant, participated in partaking of the alcohol also. So the reason why that is a big deal that she's making is because based off the beliefs of the United Nations of Islam and the fact that they're pretty much, in a nutshell, they are not to drink. You know, it's a moral belief in Muslims that they should not drink. It was also later made a law in the United Nations of Islam that no marijuana was to be partaken of as well. And since both of those things happened, or those transgressions occurred, and they occurred by people close to royal, she's exposing the hypocrisy of those who are supposed to be in charge. Those names that were mentioned are lieutenants of royal. And let's see, every single name that's actually on that list are also some of the lieutenants that were recently arrested by the FBI, case in point. So, we're going to continue this. Dive back in. After the flag-raising ceremony at the past Independence Day celebration for the United Nations of Islam, Royal Elliot Jenkins shared with me, Mother of Civilization, that if I did not merge with his wives to perpetuate a fraud on the members, that he would take everything that he gave me back, starting with the death of my daughter, Rakia, or whatever her name is, end of quote, as he said. When that was shared, it left me no choice other than to do what a mother would do, which is to protect her children. So I left on July the 10th, 2002, with just a few credit cards that were in my name. I, being over the nation's checking account in Kansas City, Kansas, left it alone. Did not take a penny, proving that with royal talk concerning my character, that my heart was hardened against wrong, would not allow me to do so. So I took a few clothing items, my daughter Rakia, in the 1987 Chevrolet that Royal gave to me. He, Royal, instructed that the car was to be reported stolen. After Lauta Rasul favors shared with him where I was located, at a hotel. Ishan Mahmood and Douglas X came to the hotel, removed the tags from the car, and called the police in Kansas City, Missouri, and reported the car stolen. Further, they shared they did not want to press charges, and because they did not want to press charges, the cops knew it was personal. The next day after I, Mother of Civilization, left, Royal instructed that the locks on the house in which I resided to be changed, ensuring that I could not return. He then instructed that all my belongings, clothes, jewelry, shoes, etc., be collected and removed from the house and taken out of town via UNOI transportation. He then called on Joseph F. Kelly to return to the home on 810 Troop Avenue. Joseph F. Kelly refused. After his refusal, Royal spoke to him and directed and made him an offer he could not refuse. I'm going to stop it right there. So guys, this is part one of this particular episode. In closing, what I'm looking to do with reading this letter from Maureen is not only to just retell her story, but also to shed light on everything that I've been saying for the past 5 years. Royal was a corrupt guy, man. Far from morals, you know, far from a man of truth, far from a person who was worth being a leader. Most people who are with the United Nations of Islam always get this particular thing said to me. I always hear them saying, well, dude, I get it. The nation was bad. It was corrupt. All these horrible things happened. But the FBI is horrible, too. Why would you help get people locked up? Why would you help, you know, tear down instead of figuring out a way to make things better without bringing in outside forces? An honest thing that I can basically say to all those people is please shut the hell up. Number one, anybody who knows how these guys operate knows there's no sitting down with them and talking. They're not going to listen to reason. In favor of trying to keep things together or to, what, save face for the people who are responsible, Royal and their and his other imps or corrupt individuals, we supposed to sweep the deaths and murders or alleged murders of people under the rug. We're supposed to just allow the corruption and the exploitation of kids to continue so that we don't get individuals arrested. We're supposed to continue to allow young girls and boys to be molested. Why? So that we can make an organization that is corrupt better? And that's one of the biggest problems that I have about the community of melanated people. When do we start taking responsibility for our own? When do we start saying that enough is enough? When do we start saying, hey, Black lives does matter, and it matters first with what we do to each other? When do we say that? At what point do we start to look at ourselves and say, you know what? We're not going to allow this shit to be anymore. At what point do we do that? Do we take a good look at ourselves? Now, I'll be the first to say it. I'm not perfect. Never claimed to be. But ever since I've said this and I've gotten criticized from a lot of people concerning the content that I put out, I've put out a challenge. If you don't like the route that we've taken with the FBI, show me the alternative law enforcement structure that you have in place. Show me a group of elders from our communities that we can take these complaints to and actually get the results that's needed to make a change. Show me that group of elders. Show me those people who actually have a structure in place that's going to ensure that these type of things does not happen in the future for these organizations founded by our people. And again, if you cannot show me that, I think you should shut the hell up. Respectfully. So again, this is part one of the letter from Maureen. I'm going to continue this particular episode because I think it's extremely timely. And for anyone who have any questions, there is several ways that you can shoot them to me. If there's something else you want me to cover based off what you read that you might not understand, feel free to message me on any of those platforms on social media. And there's also a message section here on Anchor if you're listening to this from the podcast, from Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this from. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please tune in to part two of the letter from Mother of Civilization. Peace.